Bishut Morei Rabotai, with the permission of Hashem, we will try to explain something that a lot of Mefarshim did not understand. And what I would like to explain is that about the parasha of last week, when Yaakov Abinu, if parashat Vayishlach, and that parasha, it said that Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, when he meets Esav, all the family of Yaakov, they bend down at Esav, but Dina, she was not there. Dina, she was not there. So Rashi said, and where Dina was, where did she go? So Rashi said that Yaakov Abinu, he hid Dina. He hid Dina in a box because she was very beautiful. So he hid her in the box so that Esav HaRasha will not look at her and he will not see her, so he will not ask her for marriage. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he punished Yaakov. Hashem, he said, because you did not give your sister, your daughter, to Esav, so she will be raped by somebody else. Bekoah. You didn't want to have the willing to give your daughter to Esav, so your daughter, she will be raped. Bekoah. So that's what happened later, that unfortunately Dina, when she went out from the box, look what happened to her. So my question is, would I give my daughter to a mafia? I mean, can you imagine who was Dina? Dina, she was a tzaddiket. Dina, she was a big, big tzaddiket. How can you imagine Yaakov that he was a Be'er Sheba'avod? Yaakov, that he was a big tzaddik, all his life was learning Torah. He raised up his family in Torah and Mitzvot. How it's possible to give his daughter to this Esav who came with 400 people to fight him, and he all his teeth they broken because he wanted to kiss, when he wanted to kiss Yaakov, he wanted to kill Yaakov, not to kiss him. He wanted to bite him, and it happened a miracle that. Instead of biting Yaakov, when he wanted to bite Yaakov, you know the neck of Yaakov become like marble, and Esav he broke his tooth. So I mean, can you imagine Esav? He came to kill Yaakov, and you want Yaakov to give his daughter to a Rasha. You can imagine Esa, how he look like a punk, you know. The Gemara said in Maser Psachim that any Talmid Chacham who give his daughter to Am Aretz, to an ordinary man, is like if he put his daughter in front of a lion. Can you imagine if you put your daughter in front of a starving lion? What do the lion will do? He will eat it. He will eat it. So it's not possible. We cannot imagine Yaakov giving Dina to his brother. I mean, it's impossible. So why he was punished because of that? Because why he was punished? So, you know, this question, it's a fabulous question. I mean, I understand. I never saw in my life a big rabbi, a big tzaddik, giving his daughter to a mafia, you know, to a chief of a mafia, a rasha, a killer, a thief, a gazlan, a koifer, huh? It's impossible. Why, how can you imagine that? Even ordinary man, even if you ask a non-religious man, would you give your daughter to a mafia? He will tell you no. So why? Hashem expects from Yaakov Avinu to give his daughter to Esav. Why? So I would like to tell you what the Gemara said about Rish Lakish. You heard about Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, at the beginning, Rish Lakish, he was the head of the mafia. Rish Lakish, he was the patron des patrons. He was the boss of the boss. That was Rish Lakish. It was the boss. It was a big thief. You know, he used to catch people and to kill people. You know, that was Rish Lakish. And one day, Rish Lakish, he was in the desert, hiding in the desert, to wait for innocent people to pass by and to trap them. You know, to steal money from them and hit them. And he saw from far away, he saw a beautiful woman, a very beautiful woman. So he jumped with his sword. When he arrived, he saw a big rabbi. He was Rabbi Yochanan. He saw a big, big rabbi. He saw Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, "What are you doing here? What do you want from me?" So he said, Oh, you're a man. I thought you were a woman. If you were a woman, I could do bad things to you. But now you are a man." So Rabbi Yochanan told him, "So for a woman, you jump from there. You jump 10 meters just for a woman." He said, "Yes, I like women." He said, He told him, "You know, if you come with me to the yeshiva and you study Torah with me, I give you my sister. My sister, she's 10 times much nicer than me. And she's a woman. She's beautiful. If I am a good-looking man, so my sister, she had, you know, she's 10 times better good-looking than me. So if you come to the yeshiva, I'll give you my sister." So Rabbi Rish Lakish, when he heard that, he said, "Okay, it's a deal. I will come tomorrow to the yeshiva, and you give me your sister." So he said, "It's a deal." Rabbi Han said, "It's a deal. I give you my sister." So that was the story, that's what happened. So Rabbi Yochanan came to the yeshiva. Rish Lakish went the next day to the yeshiva. When Rabbi Yochanan saw him, he told him, "Because you kept your promise, I give you my sister. You marry my sister." From that story, what do you see? And do you know what happened to Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish, you know what happened to him? He became a big, big, big tzaddik. At the beginning, he was the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan. Then he became a Chabruta of Rabbi Yochanan. They were learning together. And then he became a rabbi and Chabruta of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara said, when Rish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan, he lost his memory. He had a big, big depression. He was like a Meshnegenen. He couldn't live without Rish Lakish because he was a big, big tzaddik. So Hachamim, they prayed for Rabbi Yochanan to die because they prayed that Rabbi Yochanan die to leave a good memory, then people will laugh at him because he become like a Michigan man. So you see from this story how much the Torah can change the person. Look, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, he was the head of the mafia. Rish Lakish, he was the head of the mafia. And he was a killer. He was looking for women. Can you imagine if Rabbi Hanan was a woman, he would rape her. That was Rish Lakish. And look what happened to Rish Lakish. What happened to Rish Lakish? He became one of the biggest tzaddikim in the world. So Hashem, he has a problem. Hashem, he said to Yaakov, "Are you better than Rabbi Yochanan who gave his sister to Rish Lakish?" Look what happened to Rish Lakish. Esav, he cannot be worse than Rish Lakish. So why you hide it? Dina in the box. Why you didn't give Dina to Esav And the same way that the sister of Rabbi Hanan, she changed Rish Lakish, so Dina, she would change Esav. You know why? You know why? Because women have a big power of Ashpah. Women, they have a big power. You know, whatever a wife wants, she gets it. Usually, just ask and you get. The women, they have this big power. They have so much Ashpah. I remember my mother. Whatever she wanted, she gets it from my father, even my wife. Whatever she wants. At the beginning, I said, no, no, no. And then every time, she repeat. At the end, I said, okay, go. So can you imagine, Dina? Every day she would tell, one day she would tell to Esav, hey, Esav, cut your hair. Hey, Esav, you don't look, you old man, look, you don't look very, very good, very nice. Make change your clothes so you will look a little bit nicer. So every time Dina would tell him, hey, I don't like your friends. They are gangsters. I want a kosher home. I want this. I want this. You know, every time she would add something, at the end, Esav would be weak and he could do teshuva. So because Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, he didn't want to take the risk. But the question is Yaakov Abinu, is Yaakov Abinu more than Rabbi Hanan? Even Rabbi Hanan took the risk. He promised his sister to Rish Lakish. Look what happened. Look, the sister of Rabbi Hanan, how she changed Rish Lakish. And she made out of him a big tzaddik. So you, Yaakov, give your daughter Dina to Esav, she will change him. What? Because you hide her in the box. So when she will come out from the box, she will be raped. There is a Gemara who said that Timna, there was a woman that I think you will find it in the Gemara, in the Torah, Timna. Timna, she was a woman, beautiful woman. She went to Avraham. She went to Yaakov Avinu. She told Yaakov Avinu, I am from a rich family. I am a very wealthy woman. I am from a royal family. And I believe so much in Hashem. And I saw how much Hashem is with you. I want to marry you. Yaakov told her, no, I don't want. She went to his children. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they told her, no. If Papa, he didn't get married, he didn't marry you, we will not marry you. You know what happened at the end? This woman, she wanted to marry one of the children of Abraham, Yitzhak, or Yaakov. She heard, she saw that Hashem chose Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, so she wanted to be connected to this family. And they did not accept her. You know what she did? Huh? She went and she married Eliphaz, the son of Esav, and she had from him Amalek. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Why Yaakov Abinu refused? I mean, can you imagine this woman? She loved Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. She wants to convert herself. She wants to be in the Erech Hashem. She's not worse than Ketora. She's not worse than Ketora and Hagar. And she's not worse than, according to the Gemara, that the Shvatim, some of them, they got married to a few women from Canaan. So why Yaakov Abinu refused her? Especially she wants to convert. She wants to be with them. She wants to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, because he refused her. So look what happened to her. She went, she married Eliphaz, and she came from him, Amalek, the one that he wanted to destroy the whole Judaism. I mean, you have to give a chance. I know that somebody wants to convert, we don't accept. We know we don't accept. But if באמת, you see that she wants to convert, she wants to be a Jew. We should not push her away. We should not push her away. Of course, we have to be sure. Look, this woman, this Timna, she wanted a boy from the Abraham family. So she finds Esav. Esav is the son, the little son of, is the son of Yitzhak, and he was the grandson of Abraham. So she went to him. She married his son. She thought, well, even he's Rasha, he's from the Abraham family. But can you imagine? That means this woman, she was looking only to marry a family of tzaddikim. So she thought that Eliphaz was a tzaddik. So, unfortunately, look what happened. My friend, we never know what can happen. I mean, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he could change the whole story of Esav. Maybe Esav, if he would do teshuvah, all the Esav family, they will follow the father. And if they follow the father, they be no Edom. You understand? You understand me? There will be no Edom. That means, look, even on tzedakah, you give to somebody, look, Nahum Ishgamzu. Nahum Ishgamzu, he was a man, he was traveling. And there is a poor man. This Nahum Ishgamzu, he arrived home with his horse, and there is a poor man who told him, I'm starving, I want to eat. So Nahum Ishgamzu told him, I give it to eat, just give me 5 minutes to unload my coach, and I give it to eat. In the meantime, the man dropped dead. He died. And Nahum Ishgamzu was crying all his life because of that. Because he said, why didn't give him food? Look, it's not that he refused to give him. It just, I told him, wait 5 minutes. He did not know that he was starving. He did not know that he did not eat a few days. He just told him, wait, I unload my coach and I give you to eat. And in the meantime, he died. Sometimes a minute, a story can be changed in 1 minute. A build-up of a story can be in 1 minute. I just came from Miami. You know, I was receiving people there, and there was a man who came to see me, and he asked me a bracha. He lost all his money, and now he has left few millions of dollars, and he was very, very, very rich, and he told me, I don't know what to do with this money. If I lose it, I'm a poor man. I always acted as a rich man. I lost everything. That's what I have left. So I don't know what to do. I don't know where to put it. So maybe I can have back my money so I can do more tzedakot. So I told him, Yeratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. You know what he told me? He gave me a check. So he told me, Rabbi David, you know what? I don't, this check, you take it, but I want to go now to the bank and I bring you another check. I told him, no, it's enough for me this because, you have, he said, no, I want to do this mitzvah. I told him, look, tomorrow or next time I come. No, he said, now I want to do it now. So he insisted. So I said, Tov, you can, don't be in a hurry. He said, no, I want to go, come back. Just tell people there outside that when I come back, they will not let me wait. I said, okay. Listen to this, please. Are you listening? So he went. After 15 minutes, he came back. When he came back, the one who was letting people go, he was not there. He went for lunch. So somebody else was there. So he told him, this man told him, I'm supposed to give this envelope to Rabbi David. If you just tell him that I'm here, he will let me in. He said, no, you can't. He told him, no, you cannot go in because there is a lot of people waiting for 3-4 hours. You have to wait 4 hours or 5 hours. He said, please, do me a favor. I have to go. I give to the Rav a check and I want to give him something else. So he said, leave it on the table. You cannot go. He was very, very sad. He did not know what to do. So he sat. When he sat, Hein? He sits. He took a chair and he sat next to somebody. And every time he was complaining. You know, it was sad. So the man next to him told him, "What's going on? What's happened?" He said, "Well, I want you to see the Rav. I want to give him another check, and now I have to wait 4 hours. I have to go." So they started to talk. What do you do? They started to talk, and after 4 hours, they came, both of them, and they're going to start a new business. And I give them the bracha. He already has a good business, very good business, and he needed an honest man to help him because the business grows so fast, very fast, and really, really fast. And if it took him, he didn't need his money, it took him as a partner without putting a penny, a dollar, and you see? And look, sometimes the story of a man can change in 1 second, or for the better, or for the worse. Look, Esav. He was the biggest Rasha in the world. But who knows? If with luck, with the stress that Dina, which she will put on him, she could change him. She could change him. She could make out of him a tzaddik. You know, a story can change. We saw people Reshaim and they become Teshuvah. We saw Tzaddikim, they become Reshaim. We saw stories. We saw millions of stories. A man can have millions of stories. You know, in the morning you wake up to do something, and then you dream about the real estate, you dream about stock market, you dream about a lot of things in the morning. I do this, I do this, I do. And then at the end of the day, God forbid, somebody, he could lose everything he has. Or everything would collapse. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, you're right that you are not allowed to give your daughter to Esav. You're right, but not forget, Esav is your brother. Esav, his father was Yitzhak, like you. Esav, his father, grandfather was Abraham, like you. Who knows? He's still a Jew. He's not a goy. He's a Jew. He has some needs to the kedusha on him. So what's the problem? Give him a chance. Give him your daughter. Why you hide your daughter in the box? Look what happened to Rish Lakish. He was a Rasha too. He was a big mafia man. Look his wife, what she made out of Rish Lakish. A big tzaddik. Look Timna. Timna, she wanted to be a tzaddiket. And because no one helped her to be a tzaddiket, what happened to her? Her son become Amalek, who want to kill the whole Jews. Dina, she can make Esav weak. She could cut his hair. She could change his voice that he was talking so loudly. And she would change his clothes. She would push him to the Brit Milah. A little here and a little bit there. Dina, Yaakov, he hide Dina inside the Teva. When she went out of Teva, she was raped. And she did not help her. Dina, what was her fault? She could say to her father, "Papa, don't hide me. Papa, don't hide me. Don't hide me. Hashem promised you that he will protect you." You know what the Gemara, the Torah said? That when all the women passed by Esav, they banned Leah with the children. But when it comes to Rachel, it said Yosef the Rachel. So the Gemara said, what the Torah said Yosef? So the Gemara said, because Yosef, he was a tall man. He said, "My mother, she's beautiful. I'm gonna stand in front of her so that Esav will not look at her face." You know that, yes? So he will not look at her face. This Rasha will not. So I think, why Yaakov, he did not do this to Dina? Why he didn't put Dina in front of Yehuda? Yehuda to be in front of Dina. And then when Yaakov, when Yehuda bend to Esav, so Dina she will bend as well, and Esav will not see Dina. There is a lot of ways not to put Dina in the box. Why you put Dina in the box? That means by putting Dina in the box, you cut short with your brother. You don't want to give a chance to your brother. You have a promise. I promise you, I promise your daughter. As she promised to Yaakov, I promise your children. I promise them. So why? Why you take Dina, you put it in the box? Why? Why? So what's going to happen? If Esav, we looked at her, and he will love her, and he wants to get married to her. So what? So what? Dina, she get married to Esav, and she will bring, she will push him to do teshuvah. She will push him to do teshuvah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Yaakov Avinu alav shalom. Do you know something? Do you know that Dina, she had a baby. Do you know that? She had a daughter, Asnat. And do you know who married Asnat? Yosef. You did not know that? Huh? Asnat, because she was raped by Shechem, Hamor ben Shechem, and she was pregnant, and first she married Shimon, her brother, and then she married her daughter Asnat. She married Yosef. Look! It's incredible. Because why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that? You know why? Because after all, Dina, why Dina she had to suffer? It was not her fault. If she was in the box, it's her father who put her in the box. She cannot tell to her father, "No, don't put me in the box." It's not her fault. She listened to her father, but because Dina, she could say to her father, "Papa, don't let me in the box. Let me out, and I know how to hide myself. I will do the same like Yosef did to his mother." That Yosef stand in front of his mother. So Hashem is tell, okay, because you did not tell me, you did not tell Yaakov, let me out, and Yehuda or somebody will stand in front of you. So Be'ezat Hashem, Hashem said, your daughter, the one that she will come out of you, from you, she will marry Yosef. She will marry Yosef. So now we have something incredible. Dina, Yosef, Rachel, Leah. It's fabulous. Rachel, when she was pregnant, Dina, Leah, she was pregnant. That was a problem. What a problem? The problem that Leah, she was afraid. She's, if it's a boy, so that means I will have seven boys, and Rachel, she will only have one boy. So she prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the babies will change. So what happened? When Rachel, she was pregnant, and when Rachel was pregnant, she had in her, she had a girl. You understand? She had a girl in her stomach. And what happened? The girl that Rachel, she had in her stomach, she went to Leah, and the boy that Leah has, that was Yosef, he went to Rachel. So when they had children, Dina, instead of having a boy, she had, Leah, instead of having a boy, she had a girl, Dina, and Rachel, instead of having a girl, she had a boy, it was Rachel. That's why they got married together. And they became again together. So Asnat, she has a little bit from Rachel, and she had a little bit of Leah. And Yosef, he has a little bit of Leah, and a little bit of Rachel. So now that's why when as that she was pregnant, she had two children, Ephraim and Menashe. And that way, from Yosef at Tzaddik, you will have Mashiach ben Yosef. And from Yehuda, we have Mashiach ben Yehuda. Mashiach ben David from Yehuda, and Mashiach ben Yosef. Because Mashiach ben Yosef, the Mashiach, was supposed to come out only from Leah, from Yehuda. But because Rachel, she gave her place to Leah, the night that she got married to Yaakov, she gave her place to Rachel, and Rachel, she because Yaakov Abinu, he was supposed to marry only Rachel, and from Leah had to have 12 children, but Rachel, she was a tzaddiket, she gave her place to Rachel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her, because you did that, so I give you two things. You will have as well Mashiach ben Yosef coming from you. And the tefillah, Mashiach will come only through the tefillah of Rachel Imenu. Kol Berama Nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send as Mashiach only Bizchot Rachel. Only Avraham is going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will not listen to his tefillot. Yitzhak, Yaakov, all the tzaddikim will pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula. And HaKadosh will not listen to no tefillah, to nobody. Till Rachel, she will come, she will say, Ribbono Shel Olam, bring the Geula because of me. Look, you cannot be jealous. Look what I did. I give my place to my sister. Okay, the Jews, they changed you. The Jews don't believe in you. They changed you. Look what happened to me. My father changed me from not to be the wife of Yaakov. It was a big risky. Maybe I could get married to Esav, and I did say nothing. I accepted. So the same way I accepted what happened to me, and I give my place to Leah, my sister, so she will not be ashamed that night. Do the same for your children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Rachel, Rachel, because of you, I will deliver the Bnei Israel. So Be'et Hashem, I wish you bracha ve'atzlacha and bri'ut, Shabbat Shalom, and I pray for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you parnasa tova, and should have a good week Be'et Hashem. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. God bless you. God bless you. So it's fabulous. Now we understand that Yaakov Avinu alav shalom by giving Dina bat Leah to Esav. I have a big hiddush to tell you. Something could happen. You know what? When Yaakov decided to leave Laban, it was the decision came when Yosef was born. Because the Torah said, Ve'ayta ve'ayah bet Yosef. בבית עשב לקש, בבית יוסף לאהבה. That means that the house of עשב will be like לפאי. What do you call לפאי? קש. Wood. Like wood. And the house of יוסף לאהבה, fire. Take the wood next to the fire. The fire will burn the wood. So now that יוסף was born, so Laban, so Yaakov said, now I can go back home. Because now I'm not worried from Esav. Why? Because I have now Yosef. Okay? Now I have Yosef. I'm not worried anymore. I have Yosef. Yosef is the challenger, he's the fighter against Esav. Now look at this. Look at. Now that means that Esav, Who is his enemy? Is Yosef. Because Yosef is Esh. Now we understand why Esav heard this. Why Esav heard that why Esav came with 400 people. Why? Why 400? Because 400 is Gematria Kuf Shin. She's 300. And Kuf, it's 100. It's 400. That why can we 400? With 400 strong klipot, because he said, because I am Kash, I am like I am like wood, and if I put wood next to the fire, I get burned. So now my 400 klipot, they will beat the fire of Yosef. That's why he came with 400. So now, just imagine, if Yaakov would give, now, let's say what I said before. Dina, she was supposed to be a boy. Because she was in the rahim of Rachel. Yosef, he was in the rahim of who? Of Leah. And what Leah did, she prayed to Hashem. She said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, if I have a boy here, because they were prophets, they knew that Yaakov Abinu will have 12 children, 12 Shvatim. So Leah said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I have seven, I have already six. And my maid had two. And Rachel, she had one. And her maid had two. That altogether, it's 11. Now I am pregnant, and Rachel, she's pregnant. And if I have a boy, and Rachel, she has a girl, that means Rachel, the maids, they have two children more than her. It's not fair. At least she should have two. So please, Hashem, if I have a boy in my stomach, change it. That means that Dina, she took the place of Yosef. Please. That means in the stomach of Leah, who was there? Yosef. And who is Yosef? He is the enemy of Esav. So now, by getting out from there, Yosef, and he went to the stomach of Rachel, he let a print. And that print, that print of him that he let in the stomach of his mother, Leah, there she went, Dina. That means that Dina, she had a little bit of Yosef. Because she took the place of Yosef in the stomach of Leah. That means, it's like a print. She took something from there. So that means that Dina, she has something of Yosef inside her. So if she has something of Yosef inside her, it could be the best if she marry Esav. Because by marrying Esav, marrying Esav, do you understand or not? Because by marrying Esav, she will have the ability of strength, of Korah, to be mashpia shefatov on Esav, and she can change him. And even if she cannot change him in the best, by marrying him, she will beat him because she will be like the enemy of Esav. Now we understand, and because Dina, she was born in the stomach of Rachel, and she had a little bit of Rachel in her body, so automatically, the daughter that she had, Asnat, she had a little bit of Dina, a little bit of Rachel, so she was the Teuma, so it was a perfect shidduch for Rachel. So Baruch Hashem, nothing has been changed. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somehow he was a little bit annoyed about Yaakov Avinu. because he told him, the best we missed the best chance because Dina, she had something from Rahel. And Dina, she had something from Yosef. And what? Because Yosef is the challenger, Yosef is the enemy of Esav, so why we miss that chance? So Dina, she had the koach, the strength to change Esav, all for the good, or to beat him, or to change him to bad tzaddik, or she could etme ba'aret oto, she could destroy him completely if she was married to him, because she had the koach, the powerful of Yosef. It's fabulous, 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 fabulous. No, ba'at Hashem shnizke, ba'at Hashem yibat Mashiach tzidkenu v'rabbi aminu, b'di Mashiach ben Yosef, b'di Mashiach ben David, ונזכה בעת השם שהקדוש ברוך הוא יתקן עולם במלכות שדי ימים כרצון.